It's about 9 minutes after eight. Frank's with us.
Yeah, he is.
Been
he
giving
is.
Us weekly updates for sure. Quite a few weeks now.
Sure. So I just want to know, have you eaten any hot dogs in a contest?
No, I haven't. No. I haven't even done the pie eating thing.
No.
I've watched, but never done.
The pie sounds a little bit more appealing than, you know, just stuffing those hot dogs.
I agree. Down. You?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Looks like I have sometimes, but no. another week. Who would believe it's July already?
I know what. July. 4th of July weekend, but no parade.
Yeah, no parade. I thought yesterday, boy, it would be kind of entertaining to take the bank car out and like throw some candy out in the roads, and then I said, well, there'll be nobody there, and I'd probably get arrested and things like that. So it's a bittersweet day because the parades mean a lot to our communities. And a good year, we're in three different places: Fairley, Orford, Woodswell, Wells River, and East Corinth, and they all have a separate character. I mean, I like to be in the mall. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, the home one for me is Wells River Woodsville, when you start up by the school and go through it. But Fairley has this routine. We started 1 year at Orford, and then you go out. It must be where the dollar store is now. That's where it ended up. And then East Corinth, it's a hoot.
Really?
Yeah, you get in there and you're kind of hot and tired, and they have the chicken barbecue going. I kept saying, oh, no, I've got stuff at home, but would they really miss if I just had one little piece of chicken before I left? Yeah.
But they do that at the ball field? Where do they do that?
Let's see. No. It's funny. It's just, it may be the ball field, but, you know, it's all covered with cars and stuff from the parade.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a lot of fun.
It is. And parades mean a lot to the community, so that, you know, we're going to miss that. Just one of those things. We've been open officially. The lobby's open for a month, and every day gets a little bit more busy. And by and large, people are respecting the distances and masks and things like that. And it's good to see the customers. And I mean, you can do, as you say, you can do everything remotely if you need to. But I mean, I'm a social person. I like talking and greeting people.
And for the most part, I think people are.
I think so.
I've seen you talk with a few people out on the street.
I do.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I was born talking, my mom said.
That's good.
Yeah, she said, I was shy as a kid, but you get me going. And we had this, he was a farm worker that he lived where we were on where we went to go for vacation, and he was a character. He looked like Noah. That's the only way I can describe him. And he had white hair, and he had a tremendous sense of humor.
Okay.
And he could get the kids going. So if you were a shy little kid and you're not used to talking, so I still remember when we were talking about hot dogs. He said, "What did you do yesterday, Frank?" And I said, "Well, I went to a church fair. What did you do there?" And I said, "I ate hot dogs." "How many did you have?"
"Really?"
"Oh, I had 7. No, I had 11. No, I had 117. And he never forgot that.
Yeah.
"You had 117 hot dogs. Went a little liar.
He knew how to get it out.
He did. He did. Just like you.
Good at it.
So they have extended the PPP program. So initially the deadline was going to be June 30th, and we had this, you know, some last ones come in. And then they've extended it at least through the month of July. I should get the date better on that. And that's good. That'll get a few more people in. I mean, as I keep remarking, there are a lot of small businesses around that you never hear about.
And, sure.
You know, guys, have their truck and they're remodeling, and they're a part of the business climate too.
Right.
So that's good. And they're hopefully modifying a little bit of the rules on how to get the loans forgiven, which will reduce the stress on everybody. Because it could be a lot of documentation. So if you figure some of our smaller customers, they might have gotten a $7,000 application. Well, the way the original forgiveness application came out, they might have to spend 15-20 hours coming up with it. So I think they'll make that more realistic. So we'll stay tuned on that. And I was listening to the news last night. As part of the legislature, they passed part of the CARES Act, and I think they may have gotten some federal money, but I was listening through it, and I'm thinking, well, that might help. But there was a real piece that would help, which was to get broadband into the rural areas. Mm. I mean, so that's something that we've really noticed that for our own employees that you know wanted to work remotely, it became very difficult. So we need that. And then there are also, on the development side, there are businesses, if you think about it, they would love to come here and locate. You know, I mean, we did a loan for somebody who he was, I think he was in East Corinth, but worked for a company that was all over New England, and they're all working remotely. So they were able to choose where they wanted to work. So, and we could, if we had better broadband in our rural areas, that would be a huge benefit to sell the community. So that's, I think that's important. I hope they jump on that. I know there's a group in Newbury trying it.
Right.
I think they call it Rural Ready or something like that.
Well, this is certainly going to change the dynamics of that with the COVID-19 and having to work remotely, like you said.
It is, and I think especially...
And you're seeing that, I'm sure, big time.
Oh, absolutely. And we had quite a number of people out, and nobody coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it may be a function of age. I think people, even in work, they need to have the social contact, and sometimes a lot can happen. If you have three people that happen to be in the same room and notice something, they can, you can fix it pretty quickly. But if you're relying on, one person calling another, emailing another one, it may not be solved as much.
Yeah.
And I got to remember when I started out to learn in the banking field. I mean, I showed up at the bank out in White Sulphur Springs, Montana. And they just assumed I knew a lot, and I remember the president going around saying, and of course we use double entry bookkeeping system, and I said, well, I don't know what that is, and he looked at me and he said, well, I guess
and we hired you,
yeah.
Anyway,
and so it took me a while to learn that, but it's for a lot of us, and I think of it when we talk about schools, you need. I think you can do some things remotely, the older you get, but you need to be able to have somebody know that's wrong. You need to do it this way. And I think that's going to be important. I mean, I'm glad I don't have to make decisions about school opening, but, schools. I've talked to my sister's a teacher, and it is difficult. I mean, I think she's teaching kindergarten and first grade, so I can imagine doing that by remote. I can't. I can't even, when I was in first grade, I couldn't pay attention if there was a teacher in the room. If there wasn't, man, I... so that's I think, the other aspect of that. And, of course, this is a big time for the area because we have a lot of tourists. And we're just waiting to see how many of them. I mean, there seem to be a lot of people coming back to their, summer houses and camps.
Yeah.
See a lot of different license plates on the road, but that's big for us.
Yeah, when this first broke out, because we're right here on 302, where thousands of cars go by every day. When this first broke out, the C-19, there weren't a lot of cars on the road.
There weren't.
But like you just said, now with it being tourist season and the grips of this are being released a little bit, a lot of vehicles out.
There are a lot of vehicles out, and so what are we going to be doing on the weekend? Well, we have one of our children and grandchildren coming up, and so we're going to try to figure out how to do a socially distant barbecue.
Yeah.
Because that's, and you can do that. I mean,
it's a grandchild.
It's
right?
A grandchild. So you can't go and kiss a little bugger, but you can't tickle them. Just seeing them will be.
And that's a 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, good for hopefully you. They'll be coming up.
Yeah, and you get great weekend weather. I mean, all of us do. Can get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, so we've been, with the drought, we were worried. We have little kiddie pools, and we didn't know how we were going to fill them. And then, of course, so I found I had an old spring up in the barn and that we used to use for the animals. I said, well, let's get that. So we got the... we got the pools filled just in time for the rain. So we looked out and I said, my God, it's overflowing.
Yeah, it rained.
We had rain barrels, but thank God we had the rain. We've been, so what else have we been doing? So we've, if you look down in Wells River, the parking lot was redone.
That's right. I was going to bring that up.
And
they came in and did that quickly.
Wow.
Great job.
They did a great job. Yeah. I mean, it hadn't been done. I think it had been resurfaced a couple of times, but they almost redid the whole thing.
Mm.
And I got there at the very end, and we were looking at the parking in the back between Grove Street and the Village Hall and the bank, and because it's really municipal lot. And we said, boy, you know, we have one lane in there. What if we could make two and angle them in? And so Bert was up there, and we got the guy and said, oh, yeah, we can do that. And so we ended up getting like 11 more parking spaces. So, I mean,
that's huge.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, when sometimes it's full out there.
It is when we have trustees or we have auditors or, you know, the yoga class gets filled. And
right.
All that things happen. So
everybody's going to win in the end on this.
Everybody's going to win in the end. And you know, it's nice and black and new. And then I notice that just because it's hot, you can already start see cars trying to spin around and putting little marks in it. But that was a good improvement. And we did some resurfacing in it, other branches, like Bradford, same thing. And I mean, we didn't really need as much parking in April, May, but now in June, it's starting to fill up again.
This is the 4th of July weekend. What are the bank hours?
We're closed on Saturday.
Okay.
Because
opens day, though.
We're open today till 6.
Okay.
And then closed on Saturday, and then we obviously open on Monday. We're always used to Monday holidays, so
yeah.
You know, we'll have a great time. It'll be, if we'll probably go down and get some watermelon somewhere and strawberries. So.
I've lots of times have some pretty interesting pictures on Facebook.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Well,
look for those.
My wife Jean was saying, "Well, when you get your family come in, everybody has different dietary restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of our children is allergic to dairy. So, angel food cake is better because apparently it doesn't have milk in it. I don't know these things, but I eat these things,
right.
And I love." Angel food cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just basically by the time you were strawberry. So I said, it'll be a 4th of July cake. We have angel food cake, vanilla frosting, strawberries, and blueberry, red, white, and blue. You know what?
Sounds awesome.
God, all right, good.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You've got it down packed.
Once in a while.
Looking forward to it, aren't you?
I am.
I can tell.
I am. And she was baking it this morning.
Really?
Says,
not until later.
We could, that's what, tomorrow? We got to wait till tomorrow to have this. But anyway, and we're having, I think we have pulled pork. So good.
Yeah, it sounds like a great weekend.
It will be.
Yeah.
And you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care.
See you next week.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks,
Frank.
Frank Tillman, CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. We'll take a